You know, once Loyola Chicago got knocked out of the NCAA tournament.
Wishful thinking there, Fred.
Yeah, kind of took the air out of the balloon. And tonight you've got Michigan and Villanova. Villanova's a 10-point favorite.
Are they 10?
Yeah.
Wow.
When I last checked,
it went
10.
Up to 10?
Ooh. I thought it was 5 at one point.
It started like at 6 or 5 and a half.
I thought it was 10.
That's a monumental leap if that's what happened.
Mm. Okay, maybe it's not 10. Look it up.
All right. We'll look into that.
Yeah, because I thought I saw that this morning.
Wow.
But, you know, intern Sam, he's fired up. He's a big Michigan guy.
Where's intern Sam?
He's wearing the Michigan suspenders.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's kind of got the beret working.
Still got it.
Yeah.
He's got the beret. He's got the golf hat.
Doesn't he?
He does. He looks like he's in 1940s newsman, newsboy, right. Running from, you know, news reporter to news reporter.
I specifically said I don't want this guy around me today.
Yeah, look at him.
Did you?
Specifically.
Sam, how do you feel in that outfit?
He's sitting in my partner's chair.
Now he's sitting in Matt Money's chair.
Seven points.
How dare you do that?
I'm going to live for one second. I said, keep this guy away from me.
Absolutely, Michigan is going to win by 10 tonight. Geez.
No, they're not. Petros just walked out.
I can't.
You can't?
I try to do this job for real.
We're trying to do this job.
I drove everyone else out of the office.
I don't know. I try to do this job for real. When I come in the studio,
I thought everyone was going to Chavez Day, but I drove them away.
Stop this.
I believe in
guys,
you, man. I believe
stop
in you.
This.
But you picked Michigan to lose.
See?
I picked them. Yeah, I picked them to lose.
We should
when
stop.
I
Petros
Duke
is leaving. Petros is walking out.
He's out.
Come back, Pete.
Let's talk about something Petros wants to talk about.
Pete, come back.
We should come back.
Okay, here he is.
That's how it works.
All right, Sam. Thanks.
Go ahead, Pete.
In.
What do you want to talk about?
Bye, it's not about me. I specifically said no suspenders and weird hat in our studio. Rodney, if the horse was in here, I'd feel okay.
No cheering in the press box.
No cheering in the press box.
We
can't have that.
Is that where we are?
Yes.
We're in the press box?
No cheering in a press box.
Hey, the man's a Michigan fan. Michigan's in the title game.
I'm just saying. I didn't guess that.
In his lifetime.
Come on now. I'm just saying. He
works hard around here. Give him his due, Pete.
If it was the first weekend of the tournament and I saw the outfit, I'd say great. But every week they've continued to win.
He wore a tuxedo, for God's sake.
What are you going to do after that, Rodney?
Rodney, he wore a Michigan tuxedo.
I appreciate
tuxedo.
Loyalty. No matter what you guys say, I appreciate the loyalty.
But there was precedence for this. Jay Stu, did I not?
He's wearing the saline belt as well, the fabric
I was
belt.
Good
with
on
the
you.
You can't
we
find
can't.
That anywhere, money. You can't find those
the
things
nautical
anywhere.
Belt.
Yes.
Rodney,
you dig
Rodney of the regatta.
You got to dig deep
Rodney,
to find that belt.
Now, Rodney, there's history and precedence here. Earlier this morning, I was trying to nap. I was disturbed by a text from Jason Stewart. Who texted a photo of super fan Big Blue in there. And
Sam.
Yeah, Bo Schembechler's grandson. and I said specifically, Jay Stu, what did I text you back?
Make sure he stays the hell away from me.
Well, I didn't text it to him. I texted it to Jay Stu, who was harassing me with him. He was mocking me, Rodney. Oh. So I come here to talk to my friends. Oh. You know, after a very successful big crosstalk on a Thursday, we had so much fun out there at the game.
We had fun, P.
Oh, and yes. we felt cooler because Rodney was with us. You know, because he knew Matt Camp and people like
oh,
that.
Oh, just yelling at
and
people.
Rich Hill.
I was yelling at people.
Robocalling them.
And are you going to ignore me? You're going to ignore me?
Yeah, that's how you're doing it?
And I walk in here, and that guy's sitting in my chair.
Sam. Sam is his name.
That is Drew Henson. I think that's Elvis Gerback over there.
Oh, Gerback.
Yeah.
You of all people, Rodney. Now, you know, you of all people. I mean, Michigan used to be a strength in the 80s.
Yeah.
And, you know, that they would often face USC in Rose Bowls.
Yeah.
And not to mention Michigan State and Lorenzo White. I can't have that.
Can't have that Michigan gear in here.
No, it's all good.
Well, when he said...
I did specifically say
when
for
you
him to
asked
stay
him
away.
What was going to happen, and he said... We're absolutely going to win by 10.
That's got no place.
He's a guy in a Michigan hat saying Michigan's going to win by 10. What are we going outside at the Good Morning America? Let's go outside and see who's out outside. Michigan's going to win by 10. We're from Iowa.
We're absolutely. We are absolutely going to win by 10.
You're right.
You see this on the campus every weekend in the fall,
right,
man.
Right.
Come on.
And I enjoy it.
You know.
But we don't take those people in the booth with
us. That's true.
Now, I will tell you a funny story about Michigan. One of my old play-by-play partner who called games even before Fred was doing games. Fred used to be the voice of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
How about that? The train has left the station
on
that.
Some guy tweeted and said, you know what? Don't try to fool us. You know nothing about
soccer.
Yeah,
you know nothing about it, Fred. Right. What do you know?
Right.
And then did you come back over the top on that guy?
No, I just let it go.
You did?
Yeah.
Why didn't you get a photo of you in the booth?
Oh, I've got that.
Calling the match.
Fred, how would you have called the Zlatan's goal?
What'd the guy say? Come on!
Come on! Come on!
Come on!
Seriously. The Fox guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, give it come on, and are you kidding me? Yeah. Is that what the other one was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like this story, though, because this was a real person. So Barry was doing a Rose Bowl. I think Cal or somebody. It was like 50s or 60s. Barry's doing a Rose Bowl, and it was like one of the Bay Area teams was in the Rose Bowl. And the idea on the radio back then was like, okay, we're going to get the one Bay Area play-by-play guy, and he's going to do it with the Michigan play-by-play guy. And maybe Sam can actually help here, Sam. We're just having a little fun with you. But
look, Sam took the hat off.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
No, Sam, don't
now you
dare.
Can't drive the cab.
Don't you dare take that
now
off.
You can't deliver the newspapers in the 20s.
You put that right back on, Sam.
Don't listen to me, Sam. Look at how I'm dressed.
Oh, my goodness.
But there used to be a Michigan play-by-play guy, and he was really famous, you know, way back in the mid-20th century, who played a trumpet in the booth when they scored a touchdown. So he'd be like, oh, that's it for Michigan. And he put a trumpet in his mouth like Louis Armstrong. And, like, and Barry was like doing the game with the guy. And Michigan scored a touchdown. And the he just pulled out a horn and blew Barry. He said it was the worst 4 hours of his life.
No warning.
Oh, the
no
guy
warning.
Just blew the horn like there was no tomorrow.
We used to get the Michigan analyst on. Michigan Barnstatter.
Maybe he was Michigan State.
Brandstater.
No.
That's it.
Brandstater?
Yeah, that guy. He used to
Jim
be.
Or
he
was Jim, like a what's his name?
Regular guy. He was a great interview.
Michigan athletics, truly, I mean, just since we're talking about it, is really one of the most fun and interesting. You know, it's a great culture.
Yeah.
And that stadium is a great place. Yeah. Basketball is great history, too, no doubt. But there's something about Michigan football. My favorite running back ever is from Michigan.
It's a destination.
Leroy Horde.
Leroy Horde.
A-Train.
Yeah, Leroy Horde.
Yeah.
I loved him. A-Train was great, too. Yep. He was a great player.
Tyrone Wheatley.
Oh, my God.
Wheatley's pads were just far too big.
Way big. Big pads.
Just way too big.
They're almost as big as Deion's. Just,
they're all big back
Tim
then.
Brown was the worst defender. How could he move so well?
How?
Tim Brown had pads that you wouldn't put, that Michael Bennett would laugh at. I mean, his pads were like, we asked him about it. It's like a moving building. It's like a skyscraper up top.
Somebody sent me a photo the other day of my freshman year. I looked at my pads. I was like, how did I do anything?
You know what made it worse? The hanging sleeves.
Hanging sleeves.
When you let those sleeves hang.
How about Deion Sanders? The guy's running around doing 4.2s and giant pads, and he never hit anyone.
That was a thing. Like when he went to the Redskins, he got like the night shirt. And he looked like the biggest idiot. He'd go out there to return a punt, and he'd do this. Remember this? Like all the energy from the crowd was coming to him. Like Zlatan.
Oh, Zlatan.
What do you know
call
about
it,
the
Fred.
Galaxy,
call it,
Fred.
Call it, Fred, before we get out of here.
Fred,
call it.
Call Zlatan. That would have been it? Zlatan? That's all you have to say?
No, I got to be in the moment.
Oh, okay.
I got to be in the moment.
Right. Close your eyes.
I did a good job.
Get there in your mind's eye. Are you serious?
Are you serious?
That's what it was.
That's what it was.
I told you to keep that guy the hell away from me, Jay Stu.
He made it.
And then he's in the studio.
Took
when we
off the suspenders.
In. And making a prediction, no doubt.
Absolutely going to win by 10.
Right. Well,
absolutely.
He told Petros, he said, I'll get up in a second.
And Matt's standing here. Matt was standing here like I'm a urinal and he's waiting to use me. I was like, dude.
You're going to lose your fancy foosball game.
Let's go, Nova.